In Parshas Tetzava, we have the mitzvah of Bigdei Kuna. As it's brought down in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that this is a remes to a big yisoid, that whoever's Oyver Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash is Loivish B'godim, which is L'kavadu L'tefares, the Lashon of the Pasuk. Mikan remes to the yisoid of the Zohar, that L'asid Lavoi, for every mitzvah that we do, and in Limud HaTorah, in Tikkun HaMidos, will be zeicher that the neshama should be slabish belavushe yokar. As a male of the koyin who was oivet in the Beis Hamikdash, he was mislabish be big begodim that amare the covet and the yokar of avodas Hashem. This is simin on liyosid lavai. It says Aaron was zeicher to the choshen on his lave. Why? V'ra'acha v'samach belibcha. When he saw that Moshe Rabbeinu would be the gadol, as Moshe was worried that he would be makane, not only he was not makane, he was so happy for his brother, because the lev that has beautiful midos, he wears the choshen, he wears the tachshit on the lev, and we all know the people who have beautiful midos are really the beautiful people in Klal Yisrael. They're the people we look up to. They're the people who respect. They're the people that have a special shine and a hajis panim. Bizman hazeh, v'koshkein v'koshkein, la'asid lavoi. Thus is the karni hoid of a person. When he's oivet Hashem, he's makbid on mitzvahs. He's makbid on not stealing, on kedusha sa'adam. When he's makbid on limra taira. When he's makbid on midas taivai, since anhagas bin adam l'chaveroi. Those are the people who are really special people. And la'asid lavoi, Hashem is going to be malavish them with beautiful begodim to be married, the beautiful mailot that they were zeichet to by avodas Hashem. As the Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin brings a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perik Chof Aleph, that Hashem says to Sidkiyo that he calls him a rasha, that he didn't listen to Hashem. Hashem told him he should give in to the Bavlim. Instead, he made a milchama. As it says, what's going to happen to him? Hoser hamatz nefesh al hakoyin gadol in the galus. V'hoser ha-Torah, Rashi in the Targum Unglis, on the Targum of the Melech. That yidei them maisim, that's what they were goyim. And the Gemara in Gittin Dav Zayin is doyrish nochab shat in ha-Torah. That Atara is going, the Atara b'roish chasanim. As what's the Atara, the crown, the mitznefes of the Kohen Gadol? A crown is mara the chshivis and the mailas ha'adam. As the Gemara over there darshens the pasuk, why was it hoser? The malochim was shaylu, zois. Klal Yisrael that were makabel nasiv and ishma, they had kabbalas ha'tayra. As they were zeicher l'ksarim, which is maran the chshivis gadol of Klal Yisrael, how could it be now that in the galus Hakadosh Baruch Hu is taking away the crowns and the mitznefes? And Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers like the hemshach haposik, sheheim higbiu et ashofel v'shpilu et agvoya v'mashemidu tzelam behechol. The Hainu calls man v'mechaved Hashem and the makom hamikdash. And the Kedushas HaTorah of our mitzvahs, as we're zeicher that Hashem should be ma'aleh meroimim us l'kol ha'mailas, because when we're mechaved Hashem, Torah, mitzvahs, the base batei midrashim, the batei knisyos, as we're zeicher l'kol ha'mailas. Aber b'mkoyim zeh, they were maimed selem behechol. They put a selem in the hechol. And they were mevazeh, they took something shuffle, and they were magbiet, as mishum zed, they lost their keser adam, the beauty of a human being. As nira, their kamoifanim, even though bizman hazeh, we don't have a beis hamikdash, but there are many oifanim of hamadis salim behechol that we have. When we go to the batei midrashim and the batei knisyos, and we talk varim betelim, we bring our phones with us. We answer our phones. Sometimes you could even see people reading Chas V'Shalom magazines in a makom kaddish. It shows a lack of sensitivity. What a base HaKnesses is. Yeah. One time when I was back in America, I davened in a shul in one of the cities, one city in Long Island. So I davened in I was with someone who davens in someone's house. As I was in the middle of davening, and all of a sudden, I feel something crawling up my leg. As I look down, and I see this little cute kid. He has this dinosaur, and he's climbing, his hand is moving the dinosaur up my foot, and he's saying, the monster is eating the rabbi from Israel. He's a little cute kid, the sweetest thing. I'm going to say something to him. I figured I'll turn to his father. As I looked around in the shul, like, the point, where is his father? And someone points over there. Unfortunately, he started to tell me, you know, he's the principal in his school. And I look at his father, and it was the middle of davening. And he's in the middle of schmoozing with his friends on the side. As I thought to myself, what do I expect from this kid? He sees his father coming to shul and schmoozing away in the middle of davening. Of course he brings his toys. Of course it's not a makom kaddish. If this is the way we treat it, the child's going to feel that a shul is a makom kaddish. He has a chance. Yeah. On his yarmulke, this little child, it said New York Islanders. It's a hockey team, if you don't know. As I was thinking that here, the yarmulke we put on our head to remember the Shekhinah is on top of our heads. Instead, what does he put on it? New York Islanders. And Be'ezus Hashem, when this boy grows up, he'll have his girlfriend knit for him a yarmulke, and he'll put it on his head, so instead of thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll think about his girlfriend. That's not HaModes Selim Be'Heichal. It's not taking things that are so Kaddish and so meaningful and using it for something else. And then we talk about our houses. Our houses, Shifti Be'Beis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayai. We could turn our house into a Beis Hashem. And what do we bring into our house? We bring in smartphones where we could watch Chas V'Shalom movies and Goyish Shazachin. Nebuch Le'Aleinu, you walk into some houses, they have loads of Goyish books that have such Nivlus HaPeh in it that it's embarrassing to see what's in the books. And they listen to Goyish music where the words themselves is such a tselem. It's such so low. How can we bring this into our houses? How can we bring this into our cars? What they're talking about is solo matim. In our houses, do we bring in a tefillah? Do we daven? Do we say tilim for our children? They should be matzliach. Are we kaveya limud ha-Torah in our houses? Are we kaveya slumim behechol? Bizman hazeh, what's the avodah zarah? The Avodah Zarah is not the Avodah Zarah Shal Pam. The Avodah Zarah is the Gashmiya Shal Olam Hazeh, which we're Oyved Kol Azman, Kedei to be Marviach, that Gashmiyas. And that's like the Goyin says is Nirmaz in the Lashon Egel Hazov, to the Remez of the other Ksug Avodah Zarah of Egel. Is that the Tzelem Behechel, or do our houses show Kedusha? Torah dekabatim, is that the picture you get when you walk into a house that Torah avodas Hashem is chashiv, or do you see something else? A slight rimzei remazim of a very powerful point. When you come into our lev, we all know every person is a migdash ma'at, and the Nefesh HaChaim says that our lev is kodesh kodashim. When we think about certain things that aren't B'Kedusha, are we being Maimed at Selim Behechol? Titus Nebuch Le'Aleinu brought a Zayna, and he was Mecharif, Chas V'Chalil, it's kosher to be Maitzi from the Peh. But when we, are we bringing Slamim into our Hechol, our Kodesh Kadoshim, the Kodesh Dikalev of a Yehudi, the Mayach of a Yehudi, are we filling it up with different Kedusha? Midas Toivois and Mitzvois. What are we putting in our Tzelem? What are we putting in a Hechol? As when we're Mechaved Hashem and we put into our hearts, we put into our heads, Divrei Torah, Midas Toivois, we think about other people, we're good to people, we want to help people. with Shaima Tyrell Mitzvahs. That's our houses. That's our hearts. As we're Zaycha to the Keser, the beautiful Keser Adam that makes people special Ba'ilam Hazah. And La'asid Lavai Nifla B'yayser. The beauty of the person will be unbelievable. There isn't a brand name that will make Bgadim that will be nicer. There isn't a custom shetel that will be more beautiful than the keser that is on the head of someone who's a spitz in Avodas Hashem. As that's the Indian, the remez of the Big Day Kuna, to be Miyakir, the Avodas Hashem, the Kedushas HaAdam, the Kedushas HaBeis HaKnesses, and the Mikdash. In Ayidezeh, we should be Zoich Hashem, should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash for us. We're Mechavid, his Mekoymes HaKedush, and his Mitzvahs. And we'll all be Zoich to the beautiful Begadim, HaMiyuadim, VaMiyuchadim, the Elu Shekol HaZman, Magbia HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Mereimim, his Torah and Mitzvahs. As Hashem, she is Kulanu, the Karev.